Item 8 has another patient applicant. This is PR 2021-5657, VA 2021-324 for sidewalk waiver for Laura Durr at 616 Autumnwood Place. Hi, Laura. I saw you trying to check in multiple times to be in here. Go ahead and give us your name, address, and I'll swear you in.
My name is Laura Durr. I live at 616 Autumnwood Place Southeast. What else did you say?
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hi everyone. Last couple of DRBs, I presented a sketch plot to, I have three lots. I want to split one of them and make two lots with my neighbor. During that DRB, it was brought up that I needed to either meet the sidewalk requirements for this request or request a waiver. So I have submitted a waiver request, as you can see on the screen there. The condition of the sidewalk waiver, we needed to have a neighborhood meeting. And we did do that on August 2nd. The facilitator was wonderful. And I know that she put together and signed all of her notes, and I submitted that with this request. So as you can see on the plot there, I have circled in red that where the sidewalk is supposed to go. As you can see, there's no sidewalk there, but you can also see that none of my neighbors have a sidewalk. Also, the utility easement to the south of my home, there are no sidewalks. So by not having sidewalk, we will not be presenting any kind of a gap. Also, the that I live on a hill, and so that would present a danger to anyone that was coming down that street. And it's the terrain there is very rocky, very hilly. The construction to do that would be very disruptive to myself and my neighbors. And I think we worked everything out. So that's all I have, unless there are any questions.
This is Chair Wolfley. My only question is, depending on the outcome of this, would you then come back and apply for your replat of the lots? Is that your intention?
Yes, we have hired a surveyor. So that surveyor, I've been keeping him in loop on all of these things. I did note one of the comments that I got back was to provide the grading for drainage, and our surveyor does have that, and we'll provide that when we do come back and request for the final. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 8 on Autumnwood Place? Please raise your hand now or speak up. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections to the sidewalk waiver.
All right, thank you. Code enforcement.
Hello, Ms. Montoya, code enforcement. I have no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Carolyn Merkel, Parks and Rec, no objections or comments.
Hydrology.
Colonel Starmihu, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the sidewalk waiver. At the time of plat, as Mr. Stated, we would need either a diagram showing existing drainage flow patterns are contained on the new lots, or provide a cross-lot drainage easement with maintenance responsibilities and beneficiaries called out.
Okay, transportation.
Good afternoon, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection to the sidewalk waiver.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. Planning has no objection to the sidewalk waiver. The area doesn't have current sidewalks. This protects the existing character.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, no, just, and the applicant has justified it. Acceptably.
Thank you, Ms. Gould. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a sidewalk waiver. Please vote.
And Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Army Hill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve. Item 8, PR 2021-5657, application VA 2021-324, sidewalk waiver. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. And